You are listening to The Edge, AM 1550, WURP, Braddock, Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Pittsburgh diners and travelers, and good afternoon to our overseas listeners. And good morning, Peter,
who's struggling with his computer. Well, good morning. Let's just say a word to Australia, too, because it's Monday there, and I bet Dick and Lo Shaw in Tasmania are listening, because they're probably wondering if we're going to tell them about our new... Are we going to have pictures on the radio of our new grandchild?
But pretty soon, I hope.
Yeah, we're going to put them on the radio. We're certainly going to put it on the website, guys. No question about that.
Yeah. This just happened. We are talking to Matthew Mallon. Is it Matthew?
Yes, that's correct.
And Andrew Goetz.
That's it.
I did it. Do you do the whole of your name, Mallon and Goetz, or do you do the M plus G?
We usually say Mallon and Goetz, but it's in print, it's often abbreviated as M plus G.
Okay, well, what we were gibbering about, by the way, to get this out of the way, is that on the menu, meaning Peter and Ann Haig just became grandparents for the first time.
Congratulations, yeah, that's exciting.
Yesterday
in Australia, I hear, as well.
As what?
In Australia, your grandfather?
No, that was a cousin in Australia.
It's a cousin who already knows the good news and has been communicating about it, and I think he does listen to the program sometimes. So we just thought we'd say hi.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Is this the first one?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, then you must be very excited.
Very excited. Now, in an interesting situation being on the show, because what we usually talk about is food, wine, travel, and lifestyle, although you fit in a couple of those categories. But your main business is, and the reason I was interested is, I found there's a trend using botanicals in skin and hair care products.
Correct.
And I was looking, had my eye open for one that would really just be perfect for the show. And yours is also gorgeously designed. Very, very smart.
Thank you. We take great pride in what's on the inside of the bottle and on the outside.
Aha, that's good. Now, could you just give us a little background? You're in New York.
Yep.
And one of you is a stylist, the other one a designer. Is that it?
Well, close. My background, I'm Matthew Mallon. My background was in beauty. I had a 15-year career. I had went through the executive training program at Saks Fifth Avenue, and then I had left to work in the buying office as a cosmetic buyer for Barneys.
I had overseen
global distribution for Kiehl's for several years, 6 years actually, through the sale to L'Oreal. And then after L'Oreal purchased Kiehl's, I worked and did product development for Prada, who owned a brand called Helmut Lang, and I did specifically fragrance development. And my partner of 13 years, Andrew Goetz, he can tell you a little bit about his background in design.
So my background was, I was the marketing director for a company by the name of Vitra, which is based out of Basel, Switzerland. And Vitra is sort of an extraordinary company because not only do they produce really wonderful design and furniture, but it's really a culture of design. As a matter of fact, they built the first Frank Gehry structure outside the United States, the first one in Europe before Bilbao. They've worked with people like the first Zaha Hadid building was built on the Vitra campus. And part of my job was, besides marketing, was to help source young and upcoming new architects and graphic designers. I was in charge of building out spaces in the United States. So the concept, since Matthew and I had been together for so long, you know, he'd always bring all these products home, and I would try them, and I would always look like, wow, you know, some of them are good, some of them okay, but none of them are really that good looking. Wouldn't it be interesting if somebody actually brought a good design concept to beauty? And literally, when Kiehl's and Bliss and Frederick NARS was sold to all the big corporations, we thought there was really an opportunity from a business perspective to do something independent and with a soul and with passion.
I mean, you call it a pharmacy, right?
Well, we do not, because we do nothing that's pharmaceutical. We do strictly over-the-counter skincare and hair care products, and we also have a line of fragrances. Our business is face, body, hair, and then a separate line of fragrances. And what we call it is sort of this modern take on the traditional apothecary, those that you would have found in places like London, New York, Paris. And I think the word is certainly become quite generic. It technically would have meant pharmacy, but it's become so much broader than that today. So our freestanding store in Manhattan, which is in Chelsea, is sort of the neighborhood apothecary or one-stop shopping for men and women, face, body, hair, and fragrance.
Yeah, I think apothecary is just a very nice sort of European or sophisticated way to say pharmacy, even though, again, we don't sell prescription medicines in any way.
No, I think I meant apothecary. Cause
right, right.
Now, there's another aspect of this that was interesting, too. There's something about parties.
Yes. Now, Andrew Cooks.
Well, I'm a passionate food lover, and
we're both passionate food lovers.
And I find that not only do I love to eat, but I think I enjoy the process so much, and that means everything from shopping in the Union Square Farmers Market to bringing food home and preparing it, and of course entertaining. And so, what we do here in the back of our little store is that we have sort of these little salons, so to speak, of design people or creative people combined with fashion and beauty people. And we live right around the corner, so I do all the cooking upstairs, and then we bring it back down in here to the store. And it sort of becomes this very theatrical event because people are looking in at the store and watching all these people wine and dine, and it's really great fun.
I told you, I'd put me on that list.
Yeah. You're on. Next, we haven't done one in a while, and we're actually due for one. So we'll have to mesh our schedules.
Well, what Andrew's failed to mention is the fact that not only do we both appreciate food, but he appreciates the process. He's also a great cook within the process. And so we've taken the opportunity to use his skills as sort of an amateur gourmet cook and host some dinner parties that otherwise aren't necessarily business-oriented, but are a way for us to introduce our business to interesting people that we otherwise would like to meet and have an opportunity to sit and talk with. And so they've become sort of this monthly staple within our business in terms of what we do and how we are communicating our brand. And Andrew does all the cooking, and he's actually quite good. And to say the least, the parties have been successful enough that Food and Wine magazine has covered them, and recently Bon Appetit has done a story on our products and the botanicals within them and how they relate to food and Andrew's cooking skills,
etc. At certain times, we use very specific botanicals in our products. So we always try to, in some loose way, to incorporate them into the dinner to sort of
give me an example.
It's definitely not.
I read about that,
but it's a nice way of saying, here's what we not only have in our skincare, but we can also cook with it.
But give me an example, because I've read that and I'm trying to picture what you do.
Well,
you
I mean, it could be
cucumber salad, or
like
what?
We have a peppermint shampoo, and so what we may do is maybe we serve mojitos, because mojitos are a cocktail made with peppermint. We have a sage styling cream, so we may make a chicken which is stuffed with sage and roasted or something along those lines. And again, it's symbolic. It's not an exact, we're following an exact structured paradigm. It's a sort of way of like, this is also something you can find in our products.
And it was also an organic extension of our brand, and our brand is certainly an organic extension of our lifestyles. And so it was an opportunity for us to do something fun and interesting that just happened to relate. We weren't necessarily looking for like a cutesy sort of party concept necessarily for the brand, but just a way for us to bring together.
And we don't necessarily do it with every dinner party because, you know, some things are seasonal, and I think it's always important to cook in a seasonal manner and use the produce that's available at a particular time.
Yeah, no,
Hold on a minute. Let's do this. Let's make sure we don't forget to find out how people can get these wonderful products.
Oh, well, you can certainly find them via our website, which is www.malinandgetz.com, which is MALINANDGOETZ.com. We're sold at Barney's nationally, and we have our own store in Manhattan as well, amongst other boutiques and salons across the country.
Now, your salon is supposed to be very, very stylish, right?
Well, we love it, and we would invite anyone who's in Manhattan or visiting Manhattan to come and see it. It was designed by a really amazing architect based here in Brooklyn named Craig Koenig, and we just had drinks with him last night. It's beautiful. It's this white Corian box inserted inside of an industrial space. It's pretty innovative, and it's really a beautiful take on what would be the modern apothecary today. It's very clinical in some ways, but certainly very minimal and white and beautiful and stylish in many others.
Yeah, it's really, we were very fortunate that we were also covered by interior design the magazine when we launched the brand because they love the architecture so much. So,
where are you located?
We're located on 7th Avenue in Chelsea between 20th and 21st Streets.
I might just add one last thing, too, with regard to design, and that is that we also worked with, we assembled, based on our previous experiences, we assembled a really amazing team of people to work with us, Craig Koenig, our architect, being one, a formulator out in Los Angeles being another, but then also the graphic team that designed our packaging.
Tell us about that. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's actually won several awards, and in fact, the team itself, whose name are 2x4, located here in Manhattan, had a retrospective over their work at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art last year, of which our packaging was included in that.
And, oh, boy, that's great, huh?
Yeah, it's not often you are curated in a museum in the first year of your existence, so it was very much a great privilege and honor.
Yeah, and the packaging itself is a modern take on an old chemist label. It's very text-intensive.
Yes.
It communicates essentially what's inside the bottle in a very open and honest way. And the idea behind our brand is to not only modernize the traditional apothecary concept, but within each product to sort of simplify the idea of skin and hair care. That is, to make it modern, to make it easy and uncomplicated for either a man or a woman, or ultimately how a couple might actually shop for and use products together. And,
how in the world do you think up what ingredients to... you're not chemists.
Well, no, we're not chemists, and I think that's actually a very good question and interesting story, is that I would always travel a lot for work, and I would always hate when I check into a hotel room, and I would use a product that was really artificially scented, and it would be fine while you used it, but then, 3 hours later, you're in a meeting, and you still smell like a bowl of cherries.
Yeah.
And Matthew has very sensitive skin, and is really he finds it difficult, if not impossible, to use artificial fragrance. So the idea was, we both had these sort of, from different perspectives, these reasons why we didn't want to use anything artificial. And certainly from a serious skincare perspective, it's always best to use, keep it fragrance-free and use natural botanicals. So we worked with a great formulator who's based out in Los Angeles, and each particular botanical is not arbitrary, but it's there for a particular reason. Like grapefruit in our face cleanser is there because it's a natural antimicrobial. It's a natural exfoliator.
Can you hold that thought? Because we're going to have to take a break, and I have more to ask you about this, and we can do that once we come back, get rid of the commercials.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break.
What is it about food that evokes such warmth and excitement this time of year? Whether it's a simple homemade cookie or an elaborate turkey dinner, the warmth of food comes from sharing it. Sharing Food is at the heart of Table magazine. Table is the first and only publication for Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania that celebrates food for our region. Read about local farms, fresh produce, new recipes, old recipes, great chefs, and inspiring regional road trips with tasty destinations. The holiday issue of Table is available online now, and subscriptions are the perfect gift. At www.tablemagazine.com, you can order Table for One for $14.95, Table for Two for $24.95, or make it a party with Table for Four for only $39.95. That's four subscriptions for only $10 each for the whole year. Talk about a gift of food that won't go bad. So if you're craving the perfect way to feed the imagination of friends or family who are ready to devour all the best our region has to offer, subscribe today at www.tablemagazine.com.
Mommy, for my birthday, I want a princess party.
Give your little girl a party she'll remember forever from Sweet Pea Parties.
Mommy, this is wonderful.
Sweet Pea Parties will send out beautiful handmade invitations and then bring decorations, princess gowns to dress up in, fabulous favorite bags, real linen and china, fun games, even a real princess to transform your home into your child's fantasy wonderland.
Do they do parties for boys, too?
You bet they do. Safari adventures, pirates and dinosaur themes for the boys, princess, diva, and spa parties for the girls.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
Our hostesses make your party effort-free. They'll even send out thank you notes featuring each child's personal photo from the party. See for yourself at www.sweet-p-parties.com or call them 412-805-9623. Sweet Pea Parties, 412-805-9623.
Mommy, this was the best party ever.
Influenza is a serious disease.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma, diabetes, or other chronic medical conditions, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're 50 or older, yes. If your child is between 6 and 23 months, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you live or work with those at high risk, yes. Influenza will kill as many as 36,000 people this year. It's that serious. Prevent influenza. Get immunized. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
We're back. Ann and Peter Haig on the menu.
We have a busy show going on.
We do, actually. we have from our first segment, we have Mallon and Goetz, Matthew Mallon and Andrew Goetz. And now we have also Deborah Harris, who was going to tell us about this fabulous thing called Vintemp that she is marketing. She designed and invented and market. Deborah, I was just asking, and then I'm going to ask you the same question. How do these guys come up with ideas for these products of theirs?
Are you asking Vintemp, how Vintemp was established?
No, I was asking Matt Andrew to tell us how they do a product, and then I'm going to ask Deborah to tell us about Vintemp and how she came up with the idea.
Well, Andrew was sort of elaborating on the ideas of our own personal experiences, and one of them was that myself, I suffer from rosacea, eczema, seborrhea, and I'm allergic to synthetic fragrances, and so we've taken great care to ensure that all of our products have eliminated something that's harsh or irritating, fragrances in some cases, and other ingredients as well. And we've worked with a formulator in this respect to create products that were modern and easy for people to use and understand, because what we've tried to do is simplify the idea of skin and hair care. So we wanted to go to a formulator and say, hey, you know, we want the very best that both natural ingredients and technological can offer to perform, but would be the least irritating. And how can we do that so someone like myself, who has all these real sensitivities and is living with them, can actually use products and find them effective without complicated regimens, and someone like Andrew can address his concerns as well. And I think that was sort of the starting point for our brand and sort of where it's grown from there and what people really expect from us as they're buying into the line.
And we also wanted to, and just from a skincare perspective, we also wanted to do something that was extremely modern, and not to sound cliche, but less is more.
Yeah.
If you are using a 20-step program or a 10-step,
I'm losing you.
You actually cause more damage than actually if you're doing something that's really two steps meant to basically perfectly pH balance your skin and hair. It's easy, and you'll also do it because it is easy. So not only is it effective, it means you're actually complying with the regimen.
All right, now, Deborah, your turn here. Tell us about Vintemp.
Well, Vintemp was thought of actually in Napa Valley. At the time, my husband was in the software business and would be in San Jose a lot, so we would go over to Napa. And while we were out there, we did a lot of wine tastings, of course, in the great vineyards out there. And we stayed at a beautiful resort. And having dinner and being very spoiled by wine and champagne out there, we were having dinner at a beautiful resort, and the waiter had served us champagne that was very warm. So, of course, we were a little disappointed,
terrible. And
the bottle was already opened, and the two glasses were poured, and needless to say, they were warm, and we had to put the champagne in ice. And once you put the champagne in ice, the bubbles start going flat.
Well, why didn't you just send it back?
Well, first of all, we've been guests at this resort for many years, and we knew the maitre d', and we kind of felt bad. We didn't want to make a scene or get embarrassed, so we figured we'd just put it in ice. Not even thinking that once the Cabernet came, that was also warm. So we both sat there and we were like, we need to come up with something that could tell the temperature of wine before it even comes to the table. It needs to be perfect temperature. So the next day we were out at the vineyards and looking around and trying to see if there was some way we could come up with something. And Scott had to go back to work in the electronics and software business, and here I was having all this time in the world to research.
Well, are you a scientist or and by background?
I was in advertising and design, and by luck just researched a lot of different technologies from liquid crystal But the reason liquid crystal didn't work is because it's kind of like a reverse osmosis where it goes dark to light instead of light to dark. So the temperatures, and liquid crystal takes a very long time and it's not accurate. Then I had researched into the thermistor with a microprocessor, and that really wasn't that accurate because it was a timing issue. And then I researched infrared.
And that's what you ended up with.
Sure enough, everybody was saying, all professors in the field and everyone in the field would tell me that I was crazy, it wasn't going to work. But actually, through testing and changing certain accuracies and distance, it really works.
It works. It's like magic.
Let's do this. Let's step back and take the simple Peter's approach to this and make sure our listeners understand what this is.
Yeah.
This is a little gadget, gizmo, doohickey, whatever you like to call it, and you touch the outside of a bottle of wine and it tells you the temperature of the liquid inside.
It's brilliant.
Isn't it incredible?
I think it's such a great idea.
You like that? You think that's brilliant?
Well, we had not to change the subject, but we had dinner at a very, very fancy, expensive restaurant in Manhattan about 6 months ago. And in fact, we had ordered the tasting menu. And our first course came, and Andrew's white wine came with his course. My white wine came with my course, and it was warm. And I thought, I'm not going to complain, whatever. The second course came, and this time Andrew had a glass of white wine, separate glass of white wine, and his was warm too. And when we finally called the sommelier over to say something about it, his response was, I'll help you. And he went and got the cold bottle of white wine and filled up the glass that had some warm wine in it with more cold wine to even it out.
So our question is, does Vintemp come with shock therapy as well? So you can attack the sommelier when he gets a little cheeky on you?
Guys, I was just wondering if he also gave you a spoon and said you stir it up so it gets all mixed up together.
It was almost to that point. I mean, needless to say, we'll never go back there again. But like, what a great idea for restaurants or even like consumers. I mean, if you were really
Who uses this, Deborah? Who do you market it to?
Well, the beauty of Vintemp was our main goal was to really educate the public, people who were like we were. Just, regular people going to Napa Valley and not living there and not really educated or sommeliers, if you will. So we really wanted to make this more educational tool. So actually when you place Vintemp against the bottle and press the display button, in 1 second it does tell you the temperature of the liquid. However, when you turn to the side, it gives you all the optimal serving temperatures from
white
wine, red wine, champagne, port. So actually, you become the expert right in the palm of your hand, and it goes in Fahrenheit and Celsius. So whether you're international or domestic, you could actually take this anywhere. So it's a great educational tool for people who are just starting to taste their wines and really experiment in different and in palates, to develop their palate. And if they were used to just drinking one Cabernet in particular and really were afraid to expand, now they know what the right temperature is, so they could actually taste any wine, anywhere in the world, any brand, and know this is the right temperature and this is what it's supposed to taste like, and then they could develop a palate for any wine. And it's great for even people who have wine cellars and are wine experts and really are picky with their wines when they travel to their friends' houses.
I might tell you, Deborah, that we had the president of Wine Enthusiast on here on the show, and he thought that your device was totally amazing.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think we're also in Wine Enthusiast catalog.
Yes.
I think that's actually how we found your product in the first place. I think we read about it in the magazine. I'm pretty sure that was it. Now, it's interesting that Bach, Matt, and Andrew both said that they got white wine that was served too warm. It would be my general observation that restaurants serve white wine that's way too cold and red wine that's way too warm. But that's do you have a comment about that?
You'll have to take our word on this. Definitely way too warm.
No, I believe you, but it's. I think, Debbie, you'd agree it's probably usually the other way around.
Yeah. In most cases, the average person will take a white wine and put it in their refrigerator, which is about 38 degrees. And it's not until they're, and it's not that white wine really has to breathe, but at their last glass, people will be like, wow, what a great glass of white wine. But it's not because the bottle had to breathe. It's because finally it's between 50 and 55 degrees where it's really warmed up enough that you really could taste the great, you know, maybe it's vanilla or oaky or buttery flavors in the wine.
Right.
We need to get your information one more time. Give us your website.
Sure. It's www.malinandgetz.com, which is MALINANDGOETZ.com.
That's great. You guys are great guests, and I'm looking forward to this invitation in the mail.
And best of luck to Deborah as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Good luck to you and Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, you guys.
Okay, Deborah. So back to you. Are we going to take a break?
We're going to ask Deborah. What is your web page? You said, first of all, you can get it through Wine Enthusiast, right?
Absolutely. Wine Enthusiast. And they do sell it like hotcakes.
Is it?
We've gotten emails from them, and they love our product. We love them, and
yeah,
that the product sells like hotcakes.
Well, this guy was really very interesting. I'm trying to remember what his name is now. When did we have him on here? Adam Strum.
Adam Strum, yeah.
He's the CEO. He started the whole thing, and I think in an attic or garage or something like that. And now it's this huge operation. Tell me this. What do you have? Now, you've not just one product. Why don't you run through some of the others you have?
Well, our first product we developed was really just to do a test market, and it was a very expensive technology, but we really wanted to introduce it to the market, and that's the Toggle. And we introduced it to the market just so that we could get it out there and really develop a name for Vintemp and make it reasonable in price so that everyone could afford it, and it could be a great educational tool.
Now, that's what we have, right?
That's a plastic, and it's very lightweight. It fits in your pocket. It's a wonderful product.
Yeah.
And the ranges is from negative 27 all the way up to 428 degrees, so it's also HACCP compliant.
Okay, so you can use it on food, huh?
Yes, you can use it on food for food surface temperatures, and it works well in the food industry. So it's actually a wine and food product.
Oh, wow, interesting.
But because we really wanted to make a big name out there for Vintemp, we really focused on the wine industry, and, you know, the food is just an extra additive. So the other product we have is a stainless steel, little longer than the Toggle, but narrow, kind of like a pen. And that's about 5 inches long in stainless steel, and it's attached to a keychain and a parrot clip.
Uh-huh.
Which is really great if you want to use it on your keychain, or you want to take it off while you're valet parking and bring it into a restaurant.
Cool.
And it's just a little more upscale, up from the Toggle. Uh-huh.
Now, hold off a little bit so we take another break, Deborah, and then you can run through the rest of your products.
Sure.
You hang on for us?
Thank you.
Okay, take a break.
Furnace working okay? How's your heating bills? You know, no kidding, an old or inefficient furnace can really add to the cost of keeping your home warm. If you want to keep costs down, get your furnace looked at, and I recommend Bolster DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning for that. The technicians at Bolster DeHart have been performing routine maintenance and installing high-efficiency heating and air conditioning systems in Pittsburgh since 1977. They're EPA-certified professionals who are continually factory-trained in all the latest installation and service techniques. They offer free estimates and don't even charge extra for Saturday service. They're a quality dealer you can trust. Stay warm this winter at the lowest possible cost. Call Bolster DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning at 412-367-3900. Maintenance or installation, Bolster DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, 412-367-3900.
T1 Internet access wasn't affordable to many companies as little as 2 years ago. Service providers were charging in the thousands of dollars, keeping the benefits of a T1 connection out of most companies' reach. ASP Station is now offering the faster and more reliable T1 service at a price significantly less than 2 years ago. The speed of a T1 for both sending and receiving data is simply amazing and will change the way your business runs indefinitely. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Call ASP Station now for details. 412-661-6001. 412-661-6001. Log on aspstation.net for more information. ASP Station, it's the way to go fast.
Call ASP Station now for details. 412-661-6001. That's 412-661-6001. Log on aspstation.net for more information. ASP Station, it's the way to go, fast.
Hi, everyone. This is Tom Rita, the networking guy and host of Pittsburgh's most unique business show, Business in the Fast Lane. We're on every Saturday morning from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on The Edge, 1550 a.m. For the past 24 months, we've been bringing the best and the brightest into our studios to offer you ideas, advice, and real-world examples to help you grow your business. So save those honeydews for the afternoon and join me, Tom Rita, every Saturday morning from 12 to 1 on The Edge for Business in the Fast Lane, Pittsburgh's best kept secret.
You are listening to The Edge, AM 1550, WURP, Braddock, Pittsburgh.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Menu with Ann and Peter Haig. We're also talking to the inventor and marketer of Vintemp, which is a magical device. I'm giving you the temperature of the wine by touching the outside of the bottle. We're talking to Deborah Harris.
And thank
you. Yeah, and we also have now Lynn Bryden from Swissmar Imports on the other line. And she has wonderful things. She's great things. Thanks for joining us, Lynn. Anyhow, we were just wrapping up with Deborah. You were going to tell us what your other products are. We have the pen, we have the toggle, and then isn't there some sort of corkscrew?
Yeah, the next product we have is the pen, which is a nice stainless steel pen, and on the other end it has the infrared technology. All the products have the menu, the wine menu, and our next product, which we're really excited to introduce to the market. The next product that we're really excited, which will be out in just a couple of weeks, is the first corkscrew in the world to tell temperature of the wine from outside the bottle. We're really excited about that. That should, it has a beautiful, it's stainless steel as well. It's sommelier quality. It's got a beautiful rutted spiral and a nice foil cutter. That should, should be out in about 3 weeks. It comes with in a wooden case, similar to a reserve box, a wooden reserve box.
It sounds like a present for Mr. Haig sitting here in the future. How about a web address for you, Deborah?
The website is www.vintemp, that's vintemp.com.
Great. Now, as I told you, we have Lynn Bryden, who has fabulous. Lynn, just tell us what Swissmar Imports is.
Swissmar Imports is an import and manufacturing company. So we have quite a range of products, everything for the kitchen, for food preparation. We have everything from kitchen tools to pots and pans, the Moviel copper pots and pans.
Oh, you do Moviel, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
We have Peugeot pepper mills.
Yeah, that's my standard. I've had those for years.
Yeah, well, they're the world's best.
I have the first one. I mean, the one where was the first one the one? I have two of them. One has a P on it and the other one doesn't.
Well, the P is for the pepper mills.
Uh-huh.
The salts have a little different mechanism in them as well. They have specialty grinders for chili peppers, for nutmeg, for wet salt.
Oh, we didn't know that. We got salt mills. We sent salt mills to just about every member of my family. We had to buy them and carry them over because you couldn't buy such a thing in England.
You can now.
Okay. Yeah, well, you couldn't then. I'm talking about 20.
And they make different mechanisms for different items. Because there's really no mechanism that can work for all of them, can grind all of them.
I think the reason that we actually got in touch with you, because we were in love with this oil, this olive oil drizzler and balsamic vinegar drizzler.
Yes, which fantastic.
Then in the process, you also sent us a new scoop, and I don't know how I missed. Do you know what that is, Deborah? Have you ever heard of a new scoop?
Oh, no.
It's fabulous. Why doesn't everybody know about it? But to tell us, first of all, about this, the drizzler, which is, it's going to be in a Valentine foodie article that I'm doing because it's so curvy and curvaceous and shapely.
Yes.
Very central.
Yeah. All of the above. I don't know what she's going to do with it for Valentine's Day.
The olive oil drizzler is a glass carafe that has basically a bit of a straw or a pipette inside it.
Pipette.
So it works very simply on gravity. As long as you have it filled with olive oil, about no more than 3/4 full, you place a finger on the top of the pipette to cover the tiny little hole that's on there. And as you lift it up, your finger acts as a seal and holds the olive oil inside the pipette. And you can then transfer it and drizzle it wherever you want it, onto your salads. And it works for other items, too. We call it an olive oil drizzler, but it works great for balsamic vinegars.
Right.
You know, just any liquid can go in it.
And, of course, if you were in a chemistry lab, you could use it for sulfuric acid as well.
But it's very pretty to be used for something like that.
Yeah.
It is quite nice looking. It's very attractive on the table.
It's really beautiful. I mean, I wish somebody would come up with the perfect salad dressing dispenser, however, because we have an ongoing battle. And frequently it ends up being a mason jar with a ladle.
Here's what I want to invite you to do, Lynn, in 50 words or less, explain the physical principle behind how a pipette or an olive oil drizzler actually works, because it seems like it really wouldn't do that, and yet it does.
It seems like it doesn't, and yet it does, and it's a very simple principle. It works on gravity. The force of the olive oil forces, when you insert the pipette into the carafe, the olive oil is forced up through the hole in the bottom of the pipette. It's forced inside it. And then by placing your finger on top of it, it makes a complete seal that will not release until you lift your finger.
Okay,
it works very much like a straw.
See, she,
you know,
she knew.
You can, when you were a kid, you used to take your drinking straw and
yeah.
Let a little water get in there and then blow it out at your big brother.
No, I thought it was going to.
Same principle.
I thought I was going to catch you out there, but I guess what you're saying is, as long as you hold your finger over the top, there's no gravity force on top of the olive oil, so as a result, it stays where it is.
Yes.
You know, how did we end up with two science projects here? We have the infrared temperature sensor. Now we have a gravity-defying pipette.
How do we ever live without these products, I wonder?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
Let's make sure everybody knows how to get an olive oil drizzler, too.
First of all, I wanted to make sure that we had your title, because it's become a big buzzword now, Lynn. What is your title?
I'm the brand manager for Swiss Bar Imports.
Every company now has a brand manager. What does that mean?
A brand manager means you oversee the product. You do some product development. In our company, this is what it means. It may differ from other companies. We also supervise the marketing and the follow-through on the product. We don't just make a product and walk away. We make sure that it stays current in today's market. We follow up on feedback from our customers. We do radio talk shows about our product.
Very good.
Well, you have a lot
we
to
look
do.
After inventory control. We try to make sure that our purchasing department is never sold out of our products. So basically a brand manager supervises the brand as a whole and focuses in specifically on the product.
It seems more important than the CEO.
It would be fair to say that, in fact...
no, we just work harder than they do.
Procter & Gamble's had brand managers for dozens and dozens of years. So there's a brand manager in charge of Tide. There's a brand manager in charge of Head & Shoulders. There's a manager. It's just consumer goods manufacturers have done that.
But Lynn has a lot of things she's in charge
of. Well, we actually have three brand managers. I'm one of the brand managers, and the Dalla Piazza line.
Okay, now that's the name of this drizzler.
Yes, Dalla Piazza
so
is the manufacturer of the New Scoop and the Drizzler, as well as a beautiful line of kitchen gadgets that are zinc die-cast, beautiful lustro, they're called, kitchen gadgets.
I guess we need some of those.
they're absolutely beautiful, and they're zinc die-cast stainless steel, but they have a three layers of chromium coating on them.
Wow.
So they're really well-made, and because they're die-cast, they're actually molded, so they're very ergonomic to your hand.
Uh-huh.
And they are, as the olive oil drizzler is, you can tell that they have the Swiss and Italian design look to them.
Yes.
And they're just very shapely, lots of rounds and curves to them, so they fit your hands very nicely.
See, that would have fit in that glass.
Now, what's this scoopy thing?
When you're going to, first, it's New Scoop.
New Scoop.
The New Scoop is fabulous.
Yeah, why?
The New Scoop, there's two different sizes of it, and it's a measuring scoop. And it's patented because it is the first one that is good for one-handed use. You only need one hand to adjust the measurement.
Explain this to Deborah.
And it is good for wet and dry. So you don't need to switch back and forth with your measuring cups. Everything can be measured in these.
One of the really
cool features of it is that we had a magnet put into the back of it, so you can actually just stick it right onto your fridge.
That's where it is. Deborah, do you understand what this thing is, this New Scoop?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I just think it's fabulous.
Well, it has settings for individual sizes, but you don't have to hunt around a drawer for the quarter cup or the 2 teaspoon or whatever it is, because it's already there in the same gadget you already have in your hand.
I had two questions. One, I didn't think you could measure liquids and solids in the same
exact measurements. That is true to a certain extent. With most recipes that you bake from, the difference is so minute, especially in your smaller measurements, that it doesn't affect it.
Okay, then
that's why you'll find almost all measuring cups will have the one measurement on them, but they can be used for liquids and solids.
Now
the differences are so minute it doesn't really affect them in regular everyday baking.
Okay, now I had a question about why is it that the biggest size goes only up to a half a cup?
Because other than that, the product that's inside, like if it's full even of water, it gets too heavy for the average person to empty it with, to push the product out with their thumb.
Oh.
So in order for it to seal correctly, you can't have the liquid being too heavy. They are at some point going to develop a larger size
Yeah, see, I'd rather have the one.
They already know that it won't be able to work on the exact same principle.
Oh, okay.
All
right. So it won't.
So
it just gets too heavy for the average person to be able to move that sliding knob if there is more than half a cup of liquid in there.
So what you have to do is remember that a cup is 2 half cups.
Yes.
Well, if you're counting.
Some people would find that difficult, and if you wanted 2 cups, it would really start to get hard.
Well, no, I think I was trying it on something like 8 cups or something. Well, it was getting very repetitious.
Then it would be tough because you'd be out of fingers and toes, so you'd really be in trouble.
It also comes in different colors, I found out.
Yes, there's three different series. The first one is a clear version. That's sort of like a gem color. We call it the gem collection.
Could you hold on to that a bit?
And they are translucent. And there's ruby, sapphire, clear, and a topaz yellow.
Yes.
And then there's another version we call the Tutti Frutti, and it's white, but all the seals and the rubber knobs are really nice, bright kitchen colors. And there's a raspberry, a blueberry, apricot, and apple crisp in that.
Lynn, could you hold that a little bit?
That's a stainless steel version. That's a smoky, translucent, but with a stainless steel top on it. So it looks, you know, with all the stainless steel gadgets and things people have in their kitchens, it looks really nice.
Lynn, the program director is getting hysterical. It's time for us to take a break. Could you hold on and we'll take a break?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The internet is crucial to your business. Everybody knows this, but did you know Nidhogg is the company you should call for internet service? Nidhogg, personal web page hosting for less. Business web page hosting, Nidhogg offers both Unix and NT server support. Nidhogg is the company you should call for dedicated internet access. Nidhogg offers DSL for high speed, low cost, always on access. DSL is great. It means no more dial up. Oh, by the way, do you remember that thing called the telephone? Do you remember when people used phone lines to access the internet? Oh, I'm sorry, you still use dial-up? Well, Nidhogg does that too. Local access telephone numbers? Okay, I don't understand it all either, but I do know that I need it, and I know where to get it. Nidhogg, Nidhogg.com, 412-661-5917. That's 661-5917, or log on, Nidhogg.com. Internet the Nidhogg way.
Hi, friends. I'm Phil Marcus, the host of Real Estate 101, heard every Saturday here on The Edge, AM 1550. If you've been thinking about selling your house or buying a house, I'd like to speak with you. Choosing the right agent is one of the first and most important steps in the process of buying or selling real estate. It's critical that you choose an agent who has the knowledge and experience to not only find that perfect new home for you, but to also be able to guide you step by step through the often complicated real estate process. If you don't already have a realtor, may I offer my services? I've been a real estate agent in Pittsburgh for almost 30 years. I'm a life member of the Realtors Association, and I'm proud to say that I've earned both the GRI and the coveted CRS professional designations. Won't you call me at RE/MAX Heritage? The phone number is 412-241-4200, extension 154, or my email address is phil@philmarcus.com. That's 412-241-4200, extension 154, or phil@philmarcus.com. Let's talk.
Have you been jazzing around yet? It's Sundays from 10 to 12 here on 1550. Get a taste of the latest jazz albums, a concert and club calendar, birthdays, awards, obituaries, and more. Plus featured artist interviews. That's a lot of jazzing. Check it out for yourself. Sponsored in part by Martini's Route 885 Jefferson, original recipe Italian cooking, and Spider Mondanelli's Pittsburgh Jazz Giants, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Jazzing around. Sundays 10 to 12 here on 1550 The Edge.
Hello again,
hello
world, and our guests, Deborah Harris.
Don't forget, we forgot to put in the announcement about the website. For those who are new to the program, you can get in touch with all of our activities and listen to your favorite shows at www.onthemenuradio.com, and you can email us at any time at onthemenu@onthemenuradio.com.
Right, and check the site for what we're reading. New articles we've written, new photos, and also updates.
Yep.
And one of our next updates coming on is our first grandchild.
Yeah, we're going to post. For those of you who care, we're going to post a picture.
Yeah,
very
nice.
And then you can guess which one of us she looks most like. Well, I provided a dimple, I'm told.
Yes.
All
the Hags have a dimple in their chin.
Even those who conceal them under a beard still have a dimple.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to Debbie to wrap up on Vintemp so that we can let her get back to her Sunday.
I want to thank you both very much for having me, and I just want to say that we're really excited to have the corkscrew come out because it is the first corkscrew in the world, and it's patented globally to have infrared technology incorporated in it. So we're really looking forward to it, and it'll be a great gift for Father's Day.
Yeah, well, I need one of those for Father's Day.
Well, we'll be happy to send you one.
let me know when it comes out. That'd be good.
Okay, and then back to brand manager Lynn. You've been branded, Lynn.
Yes.
Did we get the final email from Deb?
We didn't get
Deborah.
We didn't get the website. Do the website again for us.
The website you can find us is vintemp.com. That's www.vintemp,
temp.com.
Well, you have a wonderful product and a delightful personality and a great voice for radio. So you should come back and visit us when you get your new thing going.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And Happy New Year to you.
And you too, Deborah.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lynn, you were going to, you haven't even had a coughing fit.
No, I'm doing pretty good.
How do you get these products? Do you, it's sort of a conglomerate of different lines?
Well, we manufacture some items ourselves.
Which
and
are
other
those?
Times we meet up with manufacturers in other countries, and we distribute their product throughout North America for them. And that's the situation with Della Piazza. The owner of Della Piazza is from Switzerland, and he needed somebody to sell, represent his product in North America. So we represent his product for him in North America. And our owner is Swiss as well. Mr. Daniel Ohi is Swiss. And so we had a very close kinship with another Swiss manufacturer.
Well, now, is there a general website that people can use with SwissMart to find out all about all the things you have?
Absolutely. www.swissmar, which is SWISSMAR.com.
Terrific. And you also go out through retail channels too?
We sell to the retailers. So most of the majors in the U.S. have product of ours. Most of them have the New Scoop, Bed Bath & Beyond, linens and things.
Yeah, I just think that's incredible. I don't know how I never saw it before.
Okay, and if people want to find a store near them, they can get that information through the website?
Through the website. There's a Canadian and a U.S. link when they first go on to the website, so they should make sure they click on the U.S. website because our head office is here in Canada, but we sell a lot of product in the U.S. as well. Most of the, you know, we deal with all of the biggies, Williams-Sonoma and Sur La Table, of course.
Now, we have listeners, of
Macy's.
Course. Yeah, we have listeners in Europe. We have listeners in the Far East, in Australia, probably in Latin America. Do the products go there as well?
Absolutely. The New Scoop is sold very well in Australia. We've been taken off guard by how well it's selling there. And throughout Europe as well.
Great. And again, a retailer near you, you can listeners from overseas can find out from the website?
For European...
It's harder.
For European... Yes, if they look at... Actually, they should go to our 800 number if they're from Europe, and we would then be able to forward them. The distribution of the New Scoop in Europe is handled by several different companies.
I see. Okay. Do you have a – give us a regular telephone number because a lot of times a caller from Europe won't be able – an 800 number won't ring for them.
Okay.
So give us a regular number. There you go.
905-764-1121.
Okay. Want to do that one again one more time?
905-764-1121.
Great. Thank you so much.
And that's here in Canada, and they would then put them through to customer service who can help them find a retailer.
Okay, so they'd be able to make a referral there.
Absolutely. And we do have an 800 number that works from the U.S.
Okay, that's fine. Let's have that one too then.
Okay, it's 877-947-7627.
Suppose you had only 2 minutes left before you were going to have to hang up. What products would you like to tell us about?
Well, we've already talked about the New Scoop.
Yep.
A big, big category for us being Swiss is fondues and raclettes.
Oh, okay.
And fondues, we sell every type imaginable of fondues, many different colors, price points, cheese, meat, and chocolate. We sell some great three-in-one, so people who don't want to have different fondues for every purpose can have a single fondue that they can make any kind of fondue in. Raclettes, if anybody's familiar with those, are a very exciting party product. They're a raclette party grill, so you can grill on the top, and underneath you would use, there's a little broiler that melts cheese or, you know, just about anything that you want to cook on it. So they're a lot of fun, and everybody cooks their own. Same concept as a fondue. Put it in the middle of the table, and everybody cooks their own.
I thought that we were past this fondue thing, and it's now coming around again. Yeah, and somebody was asking. I said, I know I have probably two of them. Guess when we were married.
there was a restaurant in Pittsburgh called Angel's Corner that only served fondue. You remember that?
Well, there's one now called the Melting Pot.
Oh, there is.
Chain.
The
Melting Pot has several locations.
Oh, okay.
It's a chain.
That do fondue.
And so those are your most favorite products?
Those are because they are just a lot of fun. They make any kind of party fun.
What are these cast zinc things? I mean, are they heavy?
No, zinc is actually quite light. And that's why even though the handles are somewhat substantial, like they fill your hand nicely, they are light enough that you don't get a hand fatigue. You know, if you're peeling a whole lot of potatoes, even though it feels good in your hands, there doesn't have to be a lot of weight behind it. Which is, and they're just, they look beautiful. They're a, even though they're a tool, you would have no problems leaving those out on your counter. They look so good.
Oh, great. Now, you were in Canada, did you say?
Our head office is in Canada.
Where are you then?
We're in Toronto, just north of Toronto, in Richmond Hill.
Oh, what's your favorite restaurant in Toronto?
What's my favorite restaurant in Toronto?
Or favorite, make it plural.
Canoe is one of our current favorites here in Toronto.
Okay. Yeah, and what else? There, is that one still there with the movie theme? What's it called?
With the movie theme.
There was one that had, oh no, that's the one I'm thinking about. It's in Florida, the one that had trains running under the table.
Oh, no. The one that it's named after a movie.
Well, there was a great one called Sassafras that when we have the Toronto Film Festival, all the celebrities go to, and it unfortunately just burnt down just shortly before Christmas.
Oh,
they
my.
Had a kitchen fire, and it's destroyed, and it was a huge favorite for all the celebrities when they're here in Toronto.
Well, I expect it'll come back. We have to head north of the border sometime soon.
Oh, well, you'll have to look us up while you're here.
Well,
we have a big showroom. You can come in and see every product we have in our showroom.
Well, we'll also pick your brain for recommendations as to where we should go, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're about an hour's drive from Niagara Falls with all the beautiful wineries.
Right.
We've also got some great wineries here and around the Toronto area as well.
Yeah, there are ice wines and things like that mostly?
Yes, we sell a lot of wine products. We have a beautiful new line, Peugeot, who do the pepper mills, are introducing a wine line of beautiful European-made, beautiful decanters and corkscrews and pewter wine decanting funnels. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
And those will be available probably about March or April. And they're just really, really nice.
We
do a lot in wine as well.
And we even have, somebody gave Peter as a birthday present, one of those swords for breaking the neck on a champagne bottle.
Yeah, it's
but
perfect.
I've resisted having him use it.
Oh, yeah. You have to try it at least once to use the champagne sabers are a lot of fun.
We've used it as a table centerpiece.
Yeah. Oh,
It does a very good job of that. I don't think it's ever been unsheathed.
Oh, really?
I'm not allowed. I've been told I'm not allowed. So.
Oh, you have to go and try it at least once.
I do. Okay. Well, there you go. So now you heard it from an expert. Lynn says I should try it at least once.
Lynn, you've been a delight. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And keep us posted on what your new products are.
Excellent. Thank you so much
Bye,
for
Lynn.
Inviting us.
And and so hopefully we'll stay in touch.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, listeners, we wanted to reserve just a few minutes at the end of the program because there are two special events coming up that we're going to be attending and a third that we're thinking about. So let's start with the first one. The first one is the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. They have their priorities in the right order, which is in Miami Beach, Florida, starting on the 22nd of February. Originally it was to start on the 23rd. Now it's starting on the 22nd and going until the 25th. We will be there, and I understand that some of the events are selling out fast, so I don't actually have the website on me. But if you Google South Beach Wine and Food Festival, I'm sure you'll find it. Also, if you go to the update column on our homepage and scroll down and look for Decadence Defined, I think is the heading, and you'll be able to go there. And then right after that, curiously enough, March 1st through March 3rd or 4th, I forget which date, is the Charleston, South Carolina Food and Wine Festival, which we'll also be attending. So both great places to go in the wintertime, both great places to acquaint yourselves with us guys that are on the menu and have a wonderful party time. I understand that the Miami Beach one is considered to be quite wild, and the one in Charleston is for those people who are more sedate. And we, of course, fit beautifully into both categories.
Yes. No, we actually are missing one. The Boston
We're missing one. Oh, dear.
Wine Festival is going on the end of January.
Oh, well, you can't do everything. Now, the one we're looking forward to is June 14th through 16th, I think, and it's the 25th anniversary Food and Wine Festival in Aspen. Check out that one quickly
the granddaddy of all.
Yeah, well, I got on the US Airways website and there were no flights available to book.
Oh dear!
Into Aspen already on the dates around the festival.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to drive to Denver and drive through the mountains. No, it's a 3-hour and 46-minute drive. I looked it up on MapQuest. I already figured out how we're going to get there.
Oh, dear.
So you can see that on the menu we're always having fun, exciting, planning wonderful new things to do. We're going to say hello again to our son and his wonderful wife, Andrew and Jen, who presented us just a few weeks ago with a bouncing...
Your son's name, by the way,
is Adam.
Adam.
What did I say?
Andrew.
Andrew. Oh, there you go. I've got Andrew on the brain. So let's hear it, listeners, for Catherine...
I can't believe
Catherine Rose Haig. Why they won't call her Anne, I have no idea. And next up, it's going to be a boy, and it's going to be called...
Pete.
Anne.
What is that, a boy called Sue?
Listeners... same time, same place next week. We'll see you then. And in the meantime, check in with www.onthemenuradio.com if you want to know what we're up to.
Bye-bye.